Dinner the night before had been nearby at a crowded new seafood place 2 blocks from the Sea Turtle Inn. Given the size of the portions, the prices were outrageous. And that was exactly why Trevor, the newest millionaire in Jacksonville, had insisted they eat there. The wire had arrived just before 5. The money was in place. Klockner had told Wes and Chap to get Trevor drunk, see how he behaved in that condition, then start working in the morning. Much to their relief, they learned that he was a docile drunk. They kept pouring in an effort to see how far he would go. He got quieter and lower in his seat, and long after dessert, he tipped the waiter $300 in cash. They helped him to their car and drove him home. At 7:30 a.m., they returned to his house, unlocked the door with their key, and found him pretty much as they'd left him. One shoe was off, and he was curled on his side. "Let's go! Let's go!" Chap had yelled. Trevor, to his credit, scrambled from bed, raced to the bathroom, took a quick shower, and 20 minutes later walked into his den, smiling and determined to tackle the day. The $1 million helped. In fact, he'd never conquered a hangover as quickly. They had a quick muffin and strong coffee at Beach Java, then attacked his little office with vigor. While Chap took care of the front, Wes kept Trevor in his office. Some of the pieces had fallen into place over dinner the night before. The names of the brethren had finally been extracted from Trevor, and Wes and Chap had done a splendid job of being surprised. "Three judges?" they'd both repeated in apparent disbelief. Trevor had smiled and nodded with great pride, as if he and he alone had been the architect of this masterful scheme. "Do you ever read the letters?"
"Never."
"I don't know what's being said back and forth. Don't want to know. When they're ready to bust somebody, they'll tell me to scope out the box and get a real name. That's if their pen pal is using a front, like your client, Mr. Conyers. You'd be amazed how many men use their real names. Unbelievable." Wes was taking pages of notes, as if something might be missed. Every word was being recorded on 4 different machines across the street. "Is there another contact on the outside?" he asked. "Oh, no," Trevor said vainly. "I don't need any help. The fewer people involved, the easier the operation works." "Very smart," Wes said.